Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7. It's definitely a misery Monday when your offense, your defense gives up about 450 yards and 34 points to a team that was blanked the week before. I just tweeted this out. You can follow me at JP Finley NBCS. Like, you don't want to be reactionary in your analysis of professional football because it's largely a week-to-week league. Crazy stuff happens every week, right? Like, that's just the nature of this game. But for me, at the same time, there are recurring issues defensively that I think they have some real talent on the D-line.
Mm-hmm.
When the D-line can't control a game, and they're not going to control every game.
No.
When the D-line can't control a game, they're getting gashed. They're giving up big plays. There seem to be coverage issues. And it seems to kind of trickle down. Yesterday was the biggest example, specifically with the missed tackles. I saw one of the stat companies had 12 missed tackles for Washington. There's always missed tackles in a game.
Yeah.
But 12 is abhorrent.
Some of them missed yesterday. It wasn't like you missed it because you had wrapped up and the guy just made an unbelievable break from the tackle. Yesterday, we just felt like we could just get somebody the flying elbow or the forearm and they were going to go down. And you found out that guys with balance don't go down for that crap.
They were playing some like unique fronts yesterday. There was a fourth down play in the first half where they had Kinlaw off the field. You have to discuss multiple angles of this because you wonder schematically where the holes are. And I think you recognize it's a week-to-week league, but when you start to see recurring things, that's a problem, right? Like, I think there are some coverage schemes that are not to the best. They're not best suited to the personnel you have.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is among the worst thing coaches can do is like, no, my system can work. Like, build the system that works for the guys on the field.
Yeah. And if the system you build is not working, make a damn adjustment. The best thing in football is, you can change your mind. And I told you, I played one of the best coaches ever. And what I told you, Coach Gills, we would practice adjustments to stuff, dog. And I don't, listen, the fact that you can't be so physical today, you can be mental, though. They should be able to, if you're doing something, you should know what the team is going to try to do to circumvent what you're doing. And you should be ready for that crap. At least give your players a little bit of the work with it and then change it. It happens, man. And it is not that hard. Listen, everybody has their way of doing things. But you know what's the best way of doing things? The one that works. And if the way you have put it in is not working, when you get to the point of Friday, Saturday, if you get in the game and it ain't working, you got to adjust it. You got to be able to switch course and draw something else up.
Do you think the overall like recurring issues are more driven by scheme or personnel? Because both of those things you can change. One of the things we got really frustrated by in the Rivera era was they put the same players out there no matter what, right? And they just identified their guys and they were going to roll with them.
Yeah.
Now the injuries might be dictating some things here.
It could be.
Like there's a lot of injuries.
But I'm just saying this, Jay. I don't care what your scheme is. I don't care what your personnel is. If something's not working at that moment, I have to change it. Yesterday, we didn't change scheme or personnel.
No.
We kept doing the same thing with the same people. So if you didn't change the scheme, then I can't say it's the people. If you had changed the scheme and it kept doing it, then I know it's the people. But if you had changed the people and it kept the same scheme and it worked, then I think it's the people. You get what I'm saying? But they didn't change anything. So I don't know what it was. But I can tell you this. You're absolutely right. I'm not blaming scheme or coaches for lack of tackling.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan. But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
I mean, if you want to zoom out on that and be like, they don't hit enough or go hard enough in August to be ready for September, I'd argue that's a league-wide problem. But yeah, certainly, Washington did not have a grueling August.
No. But the thing of it is, you've heard me say this a million times. This is my profession. When I was in this was my profession. The coach can tell me all we're going to do is this today. I, as the football player, know that that's not enough for me. I have to go do a little bit more, right? You watch some guys play, and you know they're doing more than what the hell everybody else is doing. I don't care if anybody think what they want. Michael Parsons, he ain't doing just a little. Okay? Saquon Barkley, he's not doing just a little. You watch guys that play to a different speed, a different Max Crosby, not doing just a little. So if you know you got way more to go and way more to push after you finish practice or weightlifting or whatever with your team, then because I had coach tell me, like, we don't prepare this thing for the guys that's in the best shape. We prepare everything for the guys in the least amount of shape to try and bring everybody along. So then I knew it wasn't enough for me. So I had to go do more to make sure I could play the way I know I can play. So just because the NFL and the league, the union have put up these rules, that doesn't mean that that's all you can do. You can go push yourself to the limit. And if you're not being able to reach your potential on a field, then damn it, you owe it to yourself. You are your tool. I'm right here now. I got a mic. I got a computer in front of me doing my job. But ultimately, on the football field, your job is you. Your tool is you. And if you don't get that to the absolute best ability or level you can, then you got a damn problem. Not the coach. You got a problem.
Specific to personnel, because I just don't know what you can do. Looking at snap counts from yesterday, Wagner played 100% of snaps. Lattimore played 100% of snaps. Luvu played 100%. Quan Martin, 100%. Specific to the linebacker position, do you think Jordan McGee, Kane Medrano, younger guys maybe need to be on the field more? Jordan McGee got zero defensive snaps. Kane Medrano, zero defensive snaps. Cahill, zero defensive snaps. I think Cahill left with an injury, if I'm not mistaken.
He was in concussion protocol.
Now, those guys are playing on specials. They're playing.
Yeah.
But they're not getting defensive snaps.
That's the thing about it. They may not be able to perform to be able to get those defensive snaps. So I don't think just because they're on the field and they're younger that they automatically get a chance. If they don't know what the hell they're doing, then why? So, I think yesterday, if guys wrap up and make tackles, this game does not go how it went. I think yesterday was more of a problem of lack of tackling than it was anything else we could think about. Because I'm going to tell you, I know for sure, I counted like 10 of them when guys were dead to the rights. We bump them, and they kept going. It wasn't just Bijan or Algier. It was receivers and some tight ends, too. We were not wrapping up. If we wrap up and we don't, the fourth down one they went for, we hit him, boom. He still was able to run a little bit more, get some more yards. We had a few plays. We hit the guy, two-yard gain, but no, he's down the field now, 10 more yards. Tackle.
It's B. Mitchell Finley. Joe Theismann will join us at 11 a.m.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan. But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.